I took time out to write to my old friend. I walked across that burning bridge, mailed my letter off to Dallas, but her reply came from Anchorage, Alaska.
Longtime fans of Michelle Schacht are familiar with her blend of personal stories and social commentary set to folk, blues, and swing. She's just released a double CD set called Deep Natural. It's her first major recording in nearly 8 years. NPR's Renee Montagne visited the singer in New Orleans.
The story of how she came by her stage name tells a lot about Michelle Schacht. In the mid-1980s, she was arrested in a political protest. Instead of giving her real name to the police, she put herself down as Michelle Schacht. Get it? Shell Schacht. And there was more. Schacht therapy, in fact. After she was picked up for living on the street and her mother committed her to a mental institution. Stories like these created a personal mythology Michelle Schacht drew upon heavily in her early songs. Raised poor in a large Mormon family, her military stepfather moving them from place to place. As Michelle Schacht tells it, even her birth was a cause for sorrow. She was reminded of that once a month on Testimony Sunday when her mother stood up and testified about her own teenage pregnancy.
And then her lip would start to quiver and she would reveal the great shame. And I was not married. And at that point, it would have been easy for anyone in the congregation to look up to the front row, see the oldest daughter, and figure out that I was a bastard. Not, you know, she got married, but, and I think I carried for years and years and years that thought that I had ruined my mother's life.
And guilt.
So how could I ever forgive myself for being born?
Michelle Schacht now calls New Orleans home, and she's found a new family of sorts. They've inspired a new song called Little Billy.
Took her right down to the project where a boy got shot. She's standing on a boy's coffin, and she's dancing. A dance so sad, so beautiful, like I never saw nothing in my life.
Little Billy is the nickname of Lois Andrews, a woman Michelle Schacht considers her muse. The Andrews family lives in one of New Orleans' poorest neighborhoods. On this day, Lois Andrews greets us with her baby daughter and granddaughter in tow. She's called Little Billy because she sings just like Billie Holiday. In fact, Little Billy's grandfather used to play guitar with Louis Armstrong. Her uncle played with Fats Domino. But that golden musical heritage didn't save her 17-year-old son Darnell from a deadly bullet.
Well, he was a trombone player. He'd been playing trombone since he was 7. One night, this guy decided that they had a fight, and Darnell beat the boy up, and the boy wanted revenge. And they had a big old jazz funeral for him. And I was in front of it, and they kept saying, "Dance, dance." Just as I got ready to dance, the coffin bumped me, and they just picked me up and put me on top of the casket. And there I was, on top of the casket dancing, rolling up, rolling down the street. Yeah, it was all right.
All I remember is when you were on the coffin, I said she looked like a bird gonna fly.
Yeah.
What can we say?
In the song Little Billy, Michelle Schacht protests mightily about the hurt done to others, but she's pretty much left her own behind.
Jealousy and anger, greed and hypocrisy, the seasons of human nature cannot take my joy from me. Human nature,
joy, hallelujah, joy, joy, joy.
Michelle Schacht sings gospel as a believer. She's careful to call the tunes she's written, like this one, gospel-inspired, out of respect, she says, for the particular pain that gave rise to this African-American music. She's a white singer who's joined a black church, and Michelle Schacht thought long and hard before putting her gospel tunes on the new CD.
I've had a couple of experiences singing in my choir, and one time I was asked to perform. I sang my Sister Rosetta Tharpe gospel best, you know, and the minister's wife came up and told me how much she just loved my country music. So I learned right then and there, I'm never going to be able to pass for what I'm not. But I have had to, again, take that leap of faith. The soul knows no color.
Michelle Schacht says the tune that most reflects her journey away from a time filled with trauma and unhappiness is one called Forgive to Forget.
I don't know when I lost the will to live and I found the will to forgive.
I had polished those memories to a fine burnish. I was going to remember all of those, you know, wrongs that had been done, all the betrayals, all of that, because that was going to be the grist for my creative mill. And I just found that at a certain point, I got blocked with all that. You know, you live with that kind of pain and you can't embrace the new and positive things that come into your life. Forgive to forget, at the heart of it, is saying let it go. Or maybe I'll say, you get older, you get forgetful anyways. I worry about that.
And the more I forget, the more I forget. Let it go, let it go, let it go.
Singer-songwriter Michelle Schacht. Her new double CD is called Deep Natural and Dub Natural. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.